Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Wendy Elbert, good morning to you. Wendy, so give us your feedback on last night, your reaction to the president's speech. I mean, I know too little too late, or maybe the right thing too late, but give us your sense.
You know, absolutely, it is a little too late for many of our beautiful establishments that have closed their doors and for our staff that have lost their jobs never to return to the hospitality industry. But as operators, you know, we are doing everything we can to remain positive and enthusiastic and to remain hopeful that we'll get through this pandemic at some point in time, and that government will actually hear our pleas and understand the needs of the industry. You know, we are extremely grateful for this extra hour of trading. It's a massively important element for us. Our largest portion of turnover comes from the dinner time trade, which is close on 70%. We've currently only been able to trade at about 25% of potential with 100% demand on deck.
But the extension
on the value chain means that a few more people can come back to work. Certainly more tips for waiters and waitresses. It also means suppliers will get in more orders. And in turn, the value chain obviously benefits substantially on it. So we are certainly appreciative that we are now able to trade our businesses with dinner time trade. You know, 18 months has been a very torturous time for us. We haven't been able to run our businesses and the model that has been with constant lockdown, uncertainties, irrational decisions, irregular decisions, you know, uncertain decisions. Sometimes we can trade through much later lockdown and curfew levels than what we can when the numbers are much lower. So the inconsistency really has had a massive impact on our businesses. Lots of restaurants closed down to the inconsistency and also the lack of communication and consultation with government. You know, again, for 6 weeks, there's been a shift in cabinet and we've had absolutely no engagement from the Department of Tourism. And they failed us on every single part to talk to us about what our needs are and what the industry needs to sustain itself, to survive itself, and what is going to happen in the months to come. And we are not proactive in a situation like this, and we're finding that we're just going to lose more restaurants and more people are going to lose their jobs.
And what's so bizarre, what's so strange to me is that the difference between forcing restaurants to close, let's say at 9 for a 10 p.m. curfew and 10 for an 11 is significantly different. If you're going out for dinner and you know you've got to be done by that time, it's an impediment. You don't really that's not what a relaxing evening out is. So this hour is actually a critical hour. And I can't imagine would have spread for much more COVID had it been allowed some months back.
Absolutely. You know, if they've had a conversation with us, we could have spoken to them. We've called for the figures that they apparently have that say that there's been many cases in restaurants. From the data that we've accumulated, we're actually low risk. And, you know, these conversations could have lent itself to protecting jobs. You know, we go back to the beginning. The country was put into lockdown to prepare the beds. 18 months later, we could have built many more beds instead of putting the negative economical impact. There are constant adjustments that we are expected to make. We support government every turn. We show government we're an eloquent industry. We are here to keep people safe. We are not rogue operators. We are not rebellious in our operators. We are here to really be compliant. But sometimes the inconsistency of the decisions they make have a very massive impact on the operation. And we lose our businesses, and it's unfair on our industry because we haven't been compensated and we haven't had debt reprieve and we haven't had debt altering. Every other country in the world has had some relief from their government. We've had no support, never mind a conversation.
That's, I find that incredible, that there's not even been a conversation around an industry that employs so many people in the country.
Shocking. You know, from our side, you know, we've as operators have just really forged forward with the most positive approach. You know, we are doing everything we can to keep our businesses afloat, to be compliant, to keep people safe. And we've continued the hard fight from 18 months ago to try and get government to understand through different communication channels how imperative this extra hour has been for us for the last 6 weeks. And you're absolutely right. You know, the curfew was still the curfew, but we were closed an hour before that curfew, which has been fatal to the industry.
Of course.
And, you know, we didn't need to do it. We showed in April that we could trade much later with higher numbers, still keeping people safe within our establishment.
That's unfortunately where we leave it. It is a 7 o'clock. Wendy Elbert's wishing you, obviously, and the whole industry lots of success. I hope that this at least gives some reprieve to an industry that has been really battered by the regulations.